Now, we go up to Newcastle, where researchers on the Asteroid Project have been using cutting-edge technologies to develop digital games that improve on the traditional type of stereo test. The first 2 years of life are critical for binocular development to avoid binocular vision disorders such as amblyopia or strabismus. However, children at this age are notoriously difficult to examine and assess, meaning that the results can often be unreliable. The Asteroid Project's new technology and methodology promises to improve on this, making the assessment of younger patients easier. Dr. Kathleen Van Cleef discusses her work on the Asteroid Project. With her are team members Professor Jenny Reed, Dr. Vivek Nityananda, and Vincente Puyat.
Hi, Kathleen. Can you introduce us to the Asteroid Project by telling us what the original aims of the project were, including an explanation of the name?
Okay, so the original aim of Asteroid was to develop a stereo test that kind of gives an answer to the current clinical needs. So the tests that are currently available are not as accurate as we would like them to be. There are a few disadvantages of that, so we wanted to help clinicians by developing a better stereo test. We've called it Asteroid, which is a bit of a funny name for a stereo test. An Asteroid stands for Accurate Stereo Test on a Mobile Device.
And what is your role in the project and your research background?
I do quite a lot of different things in this project. So my background is in vision science. I studied psychology and did a PhD in that. And I'm interested in bringing things we've developed in the lab, so scientific advances, into more clinical applications. So therefore, my role has been to talk a lot with optometrists, with orthoptists, to find out what are the needs, also show them prototype versions of what we have done, find out what they like about it, what they don't like about it, and use their feedback in our development. So that was one big part of it. I also talked a lot with children to find out what are the things that they like, if they go to a clinic, what kind of experience is that for them, and how can we improve that. So that was one big chunk, but then I also managed the science bit of it, or the data collection mostly. So we did a big study in local schools and nurseries where we compared our new stereo test with a standard stereo test to see whether they give similar results. So there were 1,000 children participating in that, some 4 research assistants going out to school, so I was coordinating that research too.
Children with binocular vision disorder are usually tested using the Frisbee, Randot, or Titmus stereo tests. Could you give us an overview of how these tests work? What are the issues with these tests?
Okay, so you can classify stereo tests in 3 big categories. One are the wheel depth tests, and the Frisbee is an example of that. So in that one, you have a piece of plastic, and there's a pattern printed on one side and a pattern printed on the other side. So you hold a piece of plastic in front of children and they have to detect where the pattern that is printed on the other side. And you vary the thickness of the plastic plate, and that's how you vary the depth. So some disadvantages with this test is that it can be monocular cues. So if you move your head, for instance, you can figure out where it is while you're not relying on your stereopsis. And you need to hold the test at a fixed distance. And when you work with very small children, that can be difficult because, like anyone, if you can't see something, you will automatically come closer. So that's a problem that all of the different tests have, not only the wheel depth test. Second category are coarse stereopsis tests. So examples from these are the Titmus fly or the animals that you also find in the Randall test. And there you have to put on polarized glasses. And the glasses have certain filters that makes that you can only see one image with your left eye and one image with your right eye. And those two images are not exact same position. So by varying the position of these two images, you can create the illusion of depth. So with these tests, the glasses can be in a disadvantage. Some children don't like to wear strange things on their head. And also after a couple of years, these tests tend to fade and they are then less accurate. So you can solve them even without putting the glasses on, which means that you have monocular cues again. So if I refer to monocular cues, that actually means that children can cheat. And the third category is the fine stereopsis tests. So these are tests that use random dot patterns. So that's lots of tiny dots printed on a page. And again, you put glasses on that filter the images from the left and the right eye. So these tests are generally a bit more accurate than the others, but they still have the disadvantage that you need to do them at a fixed distance and that children need to put glasses on.
How does the stereo test you have developed improve on these traditional tests?
So there are several things we've tried to do. So we made a test that is glasses-free. So it works on a 3D tablet. So you don't need to wear special glasses, which is definitely an advantage. A tablet is also quite fun for the children. So they like to interact with it in general. If you have a small child or a niece, or you'll know that they'll go to every tablet that they can get hold of. And we try to make it even more fun by including the whole test in a game, so that the children feel that they're playing a game rather than them being tested. So it's fun, it's glasses free. You can do it at any distance. So we want to make something that you can do at a flexible distance. We do that by the camera of the tablet that will measure the distance from your eyes to the tablet. And if then a child suddenly moves closer or moves the tablet closer, we pick that up and we immediately adjust what we've shown on the screen. So you don't have to sit perfectly still anymore.
What technological developments make this possible?
The two big ones are the tablet itself, so the 3D tablet technology, which is called Parallax Barrier technology. And the second is that there are advances within vision science that now give us a good way of measuring stereopsis accurately, and also in a rather short time. So it's more efficient procedures that we have developed in vision science.
What has been the feedback from your young patients?
They've been great. I've loved working with them. They're very enthusiastic. We had like a little boy, I remember, saying, "Oh, I want this for my birthday." Or if I give it to a seven-year-old, so the test itself takes only a few minutes, but they can go on for half an hour just doing it again and again and again.
And what has been the feedback from the optometrists?
Quite positive. They like that there's some modern technology. They like that we've included all the instructions on the tablet, which makes that the tablet actually explains the whole test. So in principle, they don't have to do it themselves, but a parent and a child can do it in the waiting room, an optical assistant can run it, so it can save them some time. While we were developing, we also tried it out with local optometrists and in the eye clinic here in Newcastle, and we got loads of feedback from them. And like a few things they said was that our original test was too long, it took too long, so we made a super quick version. We worked with an older tablet before, and that didn't have good battery life, so it ran out of battery quite quickly, so we moved to another tablet to try to accommodate that. In general, quite positive, and we tried to solve the problems that they raised.
So how did you adapt the program around the feedback and engagement you've received?
Well, we did several things. As I said, we included the super quick, we moved to another tablet. I told you in the beginning, it's all based in a game, but children can choose which game they play. So we have different teams. The test is always the same thing, but the characters and the missions they go on is different. And all those missions and all those characters were chosen by children themselves. So we did workshops with children, asked what they wanted to have in their favorite game, what adventures they're character would go on, and based on that develop the whole thing. So there was a lot of influence from children in the animation part.
Do you have any results that you can tell us about?
So yeah, we've recently finished a big study in local schools where 1,000 children did our Asteroid test, and they did the rendered preschool test, which is like the gold standard stereo test in America. And we also had their visual acuity measured and a cover test done to pick up children who have potentially an amblyopia. And results look pretty good. So when a child gets a high score on Wendel, they will also get a high score on Asteroid, so the results are correlated. We see that in general the scores on Wendel are a bit lower than on Asteroid, but that's probably the reason, because Asteroid is more challenging and it doesn't have these monocular cues that the Wendel might have.
Is this a test that you think is likely to be used routinely by optometrists in practice in the near future?
That's definitely something we are aiming to achieve. So we're currently talking with different companies who want to bring our test on the market. So hopefully in the near future it will be available.
Would it be used in place of other tests or in conjunction?
I suppose there will be a transition period, definitely, because like with any stereo test, it's difficult to compare results of different tests. So if you test a child today with a Frisbee and next week with a Wendel, you will get different results just because it's different tests. So for children who are followed up, we would recommend use the test that you used last time. But if you have a new child walking into your practice and you have the Asteroid available, that would definitely be a better option.
Thank you, Kathleen and Vincente.